WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. The film adaptation of Gillian Flynn's best-selling mystery novel, Gone Girl, arrives in movie theaters today. It's directed by David Fincher, best known for The Social Network and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And it stars Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, and in smaller roles, Neil Patrick Harris and Tyler Perry. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
What can I tell you about Gone Girl without dropping a dreaded spoiler? It's a film, you know that, and a long one, almost 2.5 hours, though they go by quickly. It's based on a best-selling mystery by Gillian Flynn that divided readers and divided me. I loved the audacity of the plotting without being sold on the pathology of one of the characters. The movie, directed by David Fincher, from a screenplay by Flynn, is sensationally effective. It's even more fun than the book. It's made like a classic noir, evenly paced, with an elegance that in context is deeply perverse. Ben Affleck plays Nick Dunn, an ex-magazine writer who's about to celebrate his 5th anniversary of marriage to his wife, Amy, but sits that afternoon in the Missouri bar he runs with his twin sister, looking glum and antsy. He arrives at his suburban McMansion to find signs of a struggle and no Amy. So far, so straightforward. But detectives linger over the incongruities of the scene. Did Nick murder Amy and make it look like a kidnapping? He's evasive about something. A clue might come from the stunning prologue, a shot of the back of a woman's head on a pillow, her golden tresses aglow. Nick narrates, stroking her hair. He says the only way to know what's in a person's mind would be to shatter her skull. Then the woman turns to face the camera. It's Amy, played by Rosamund Pike. Her eyes open, and she stares into ours. The look is teasingly ambiguous. Gone Girl weaves Nick's descent into public infamy with excerpts from a diary Amy kept before she disappeared, read aloud by the Gone Girl herself. First, it's idyllic. The courtship begins at a New York cocktail party.
Amy, who are you?
A, I'm an award-winning scrimshander. B, I'm a moderately influential warlord. C, I write personality quizzes for magazines.
Okay. Well, your hands are far too delicate for real scrimshaw work. And I happen to be a charter subscriber to Middling Warlord Weekly, so I recognize you. I'm gonna go with C.
And you? Who are you?
I'm the guy to save you from all this awesomeness.
They are a beautiful couple. Affleck has his beefy handsomeness. Pike is like a sleek mannequin. Director Fincher's frames are gorgeous. But it's clear from Gone Girl and his other films, like Seven and The Social Network, that he has no faith in appearances. His is a world of masks, misrepresentations, surfaces lie. Amy's character in particular understands this. She grew up the model for the heroine of her parents' children's books, the character called Amazing Amy. But she can't measure up to her literary counterpart. She knows there's a gulf between how her parents represented her and what she really is. Rosamund Pike is fascinating to watch, but it's Affleck who carries the movie. I've never much cottoned to him as an actor. I think something in him never fully commits. But that's what Fincher homes in on. Affleck's Nick doesn't mourn convincingly or look remotely honest, even when telling the truth. In one scene, his hotshot lawyer, played by Tyler Perry, rehearses him for a TV appearance and pelts him with candy when he sounds like he's lying. He gets pelted a lot. Carrie Coon is excellent as Nick's sister, and Kim Dickens delightfully acidic as a detective. There's also a satisfyingly scathing turn by Missy Pyle as a character with a strong resemblance to CNN's Nancy Grace, a ghoulish specialist in whipping up viewers' ire. And there I would leave this phenomenally gripping film, except, Without revealing too much, there are instances in Gone Girl of trumped-up sexual assaults, and the timing is particularly bad, given the present heightened awareness of real crimes against women. But this, of course, is a fictional story written by a woman. Maybe we should view it as a profoundly cynical portrait of all sides of all relationships.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.